From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, November 20th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Portland police have made 5 arrests in recent days in connection with a fatal July shooting that authorities say stemmed from a dispute between motorcycle clubs. Ari Snyder reports.
The suspects range in age from 22 to 48 years old and are from Windham, Bath, Bowdoin, Portland, and Lewiston. They're facing several charges, including multiple counts of elevated aggravated assault. The shooting took place on July 30th. 4 people were injured, including 54-year-old Susan McHugh of Gray, who later died at a hospital. According to court documents, the incident began at a bar in Westbrook when a motorcycle club known as FSU allegedly assaulted and robbed members of the Higher Calling Motorcycle Club. The FSU bikers then went to a parking lot on Forest Avenue in Portland. At that point, members of a third group, the Outlaw Motorcycle Club, showed up, and a fight broke out. Members of both groups fired guns at each other, according to court records. Portland police are still searching for a suspect from New Hampshire, Christopher Haken, who police say may be armed and is possibly associated with the Outlaws Motorcycle Club. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
The State of Maine Animal Welfare Program removed more than 50 Shih Tzu dogs from a home in Norridgewock after they were found living in inhumane conditions in late October. Initial reports were that 20 dogs were living in the house, but when officials arrived, they found almost double the number of dogs and some cats as well. Matt Blanchard, a spokesman for the Animal Refuge League of Greater Portland, says some of the dogs should be available for adoption later this week, but warns that because of their background, they will be more work than a typical rescue.
We're already getting a ton of interest in adopting these Shih Tzus, and it's great, but we're really stressing to people that they are going to be a lot of work. They have been through a lot of trauma.
Blanchard says the 23 dogs brought to their shelter were in varying conditions, but all have stabilized in the last month. The Animal Welfare Society and Midcoast Humane also took some of the animals. Many consumers in Maine will get a tiny break on their electric bills next year after state regulators approved a new standard offer. But as Peter McGuire reports, some will pay more.
Homeowners served by Central Maine Power, which provides electricity to nearly 80% of residential customers, will pay pennies less per month under the new rate approved by the Public Utilities Commission. But an average Versant customer in the Bangor area can expect to pay $1.50 more, and Versant ratepayers in northern Maine will see bills go up almost $2. PUC Chairman Phil Bartlett says the prices reflect stabilization in natural gas markets, a strong influence on the cost of electricity. In a statement, Bartlett says the economy and electric prices have been top of mind for customers, and that the commission is confident it secured the best rates possible. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
In its annual report released Wednesday, the Maine Economic Growth Council identified children's mental health, education, and labor force growth as challenges facing Maine's economy. Maddie Smith reports the council says high housing and energy costs are also concerns.
The annual Measures of Growth report identifies where the Maine economy is improving and where there is still more work to do compared to other states across the country. Yellow Light Breen, president of the Maine Development Foundation, a public-private organization focused on improving Maine's economy, says the drop in elementary and middle school student test scores are most concerning to him.
If we really want to have well-educated, 20-year-olds and 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds in the Maine of the future, we have to do right by them in preschool and in early elementary.
According to the report, the state is doing well in the areas of internet connectivity, improved roadways, and limited increases in greenhouse gas emissions and forest land removal. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has issued a warning letter to Toms of Maine, the maker of natural personal care products, after an investigator discovered mold and bacteria at its production facility in Sanford last spring. Patty White has more.
The FDA says that it found several kinds of bacteria, including one that can cause sepsis and blood and lung infections, in water that's used to make Tom's toothpaste and to rinse equipment. An investigator also found what was described as a black mold-like substance near equipment. In its letter, the agency noted that the company failed to investigate roughly 400 complaints about odor, color, and taste in toothpaste products, including those for children. The FDA is requiring Tom's to submit a detailed plan to fix problems and is urging the company to hire a consultant to help. In a written response, Tom's of Maine Director of Impact, Rob Robinson, says the company has implemented safeguards since the FDA inspection and that their water testing shows no issues. He says Tom's always tests its products and is confident in their safety and quality. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
A Belfast church has filed a lawsuit against the University of Maine system after it rescinded an initial award allowing the church to buy the Hutchinson Center. Nicola Grisco has more.
Calvary Chapel was initially selected as the winning bidder for the Belfast-based educational center, but last week the UMaine system chose Waldo County Community Action Partners as the new buyer after restarting the bidding process. The lawsuit, filed in federal district court in Bangor, claims that the university system engaged in religious discrimination when it rescinded the church's bid to buy the center. The church is seeking a temporary restraining order to stop the sale. It also filed a formal appeal of the sale with the University of Maine, a system spokesperson said. Sale negotiations are now on pause until the protest is resolved. A university spokesperson says the system strongly disagrees with any allegations of discrimination and that all bid proposals were evaluated with the same objective standards. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ugrisco.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Patty White at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning for Morning Edition. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.